see.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. I'm talking to the virtue signaling statists that want to scream and shout from your social media platforms, encouraging all your digital acquaintances to get out there and vote. Do your civic duty. Do your part, and we'll change the system if we get to the ballot box. It's very curious to me. You understand that the system is fucked up, but you still want to use the broken system to try and fix things. And what makes it worse is that, in your twisted morality, you actually believe that you are making some sort of difference as you shout from your digital Twitter pulpit or your Facebook podium. Nope. I'm afraid not. All that you are doing is engaging in ego masturbation. Politics is a lot like pro wrestling. On the surface, opponents appear as fierce political rivals, but that is just part of the act. Behind the scenes, they all serve the same agenda, the same oligarchs, the same ruling class, the same shadow puppet masters. Oops, no, sorry, they really care about you. Actually, at this point, pro wrestling is far more believable. The politicians are nothing more than figureheads, representatives of the oligarchical ruling class. Every 4 years, it's garbage in, garbage out, and you get to vote for one of the least amongst you, the lowest of the low in this kakistocracy where scum rises to the top.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Kakistocracy is defined as government by the least suitable or competent citizens of a state. All one needs to do is take a look at the current communist or a Democratic Party nominee and his running mate to see the kakistocracy in action.
Crack whore.
If you want to get technical, this is a plutocratic, oligarchical kakistocracy whereby the few wealthy elite manipulate the incompetent into the figurehead positions to hoodwink the people and keep them divided. The party doesn't matter. That's all just surface appearances. They are both ultimately controlled by the same force, those that operate behind the scenes and manipulate their frontmen via the Council on Foreign Relations or other enclaves of power within the state. Unelected bureaucrats that do not come before the camera are the string pullers of this corporate leviathan.
I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking.
More often than not, those manipulated into positions of apparent decision-making power exhibit the intelligence of a can of beans on a good day, and they are certainly not worthy of any veneration whatsoever. They are often self-serving, amoral sociopaths, sycophantic servants of the rich and powerful, the bankers and lobbyists, the corporate criminals that place them there, and their allegiances are certainly not to you or your country. They are order followers that are placed before you to prop up the illusion of choice and opposition. They are the pro wrestlers of the political realm, and if you play that game, you will lose every time. You see, there is no political solution to the problems that we face. It's not a political problem, it's a moral problem. It's a problem with the level of consciousness, or lack thereof, that the vast majority of human beings currently operate within. The misleaders are merely a reflection of that. Until that understanding is reached, nothing will ever change. In fact, it will just get worse. But get out there and vote. It will be different this time. No, really, this time it will. From a standpoint of objective morality, there is no legitimacy to government or any external authority. Belief in government is the belief that some have the right to rule over others through coercion and violence. It's the belief that some have the right to steal the labor of others or to remove basic human rights. In other words, it's a belief in slavery. But you get to vote for your oppressor, so what's the problem? What has become painfully apparent is that a high percentage of people have no problem being told what to do, what to think, what their place is. There is no autonomy, there is collectivism. There is no free and critical thinking, there is programming and obedience. There is no actual freedom, there is only the illusion of it. But get out there and vote. This time, things will really change. If you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
We will find you. We will eliminate you.
Nowhere is this more apparent than in the world of politics. If you look at the current situation in many American cities, law-abiding people are treated with utter contempt while communist insurrectionists are praised and supported by your elected representatives.
I am Tola!
The truth is that we have not had a representative system of government in a long, long time. It's a government of the corporations, by the corporations, and for the corporations, no matter which side of the aisle the politicians fall on. Turds in the bowl, I tell ya. Turds in the bowl. Misplaced faith will always lead to destruction. Blind belief in authority will always lead to enslavement. Misdirected trust will always bring catastrophe. And once again, we are faced with this as the cycle repeats and human consciousness stagnates. But not to worry, after all, the election is approaching, and all you have to do is choose the lesser of two evils, and things will really change. It will be different this time. No, really, this time it will.
Garbage in, garbage out.
I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking.
Crack whore, crack whore, crack whore.
Life sucks. Give me that shotgun.
I am Tova!
We will find you. 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 We will eliminate you.
Crack whore.